Now, Strictly Come Dancing used to add a small amount to the cost of each call for children in need. But since the BBC decided to cap the cost of calls to the show, that no longer happens. So that's where the money goes, at least. So how easy will it be to refund all this money, then, as the BBC has promised? Eddie Murphy is a telecoms expert for Priory Consulting. Morning.
Good morning.
This sounds like a big job.
It can be a bit of a big job, particularly if they're going to do it on the basis of individuals having to contact the BBC and request the funding.
Yeah, I mean, presumably the BBC is saying this more out of a courtesy than expecting actually having to do it, are they?
Well, I would imagine it's far more trouble, and it's worth it for most people to recover 15p to go through the process that we'll need to get to recover the money.
Yeah, but in theory, obviously, it can be done. Should people request it, it will happen. What does it involve from the part of the telecoms industry?
Well, there's a kind of a chain between the BBC and the customer involving an organisation that provides the number to the BBC and then all the other fixed and mobile operators that people might have used to make the call. And money has to flow between all of those, and it gets quite complicated. In the normal course of events where money is flowing from the customer through to the BBC, that's all highly automated and happens automatically under the control of computers. When it starts going in the other direction, it's an unusual move, and there'll be all sorts of administrative costs added onto it.
And presumably it would be far more than the cost of the original 15p call.
Oh, yes, and it will cost the BBC a lot more to refund, because the BBC only got a share of that in the first place, but they will have to refund the full amount
themselves. Thank you very much. That's Eddie Murphy. Let's go to India briefly.